أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى واصطنعتك لنفسي اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. صدق الله العظيم. These are the second portion of ayat number 40, 41, 42 and 43 of Surah Taha. The discussion yesterday revolved around Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's blessings upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and that portion of the ayah concluded wa fatannaka futuna. We discussed five incidents up to this point of the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in which his life was endangered. He was at the threshold of death, the jaws of death, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected him, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala saved him. Now Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ, that, O Musa, you remained for many years amongst the people of Madian. After the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam pushing or striking the Qibti, the Coptic person, he dies. Warrant of arrest has been now against Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. He makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Madian. Whatever happened in Madian, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes and discusses in Surah Al-Qasas. But then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam meets up with Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam in many riwayat, and Shu'aib alayhi salam offers his daughter to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. This nikah takes place, and then there is a condition that you either serve me, you serve me for a period of 8 years, but if you complete 10 years, it will be good. There won't be any blame upon you, there won't be any force upon you. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam spends this period of time. Very interestingly, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala, he was a tabi'i, he was amongst the foremost students of Mufassirul Quran, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, once a Jew approached me, and the Jew asked me, which of the periods did Musa alayhi salatu wassalam spend in Madian? Was it 8 years or was it 10 years? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the 8 year contract and then two additional years as an ihsan. So he says, I didn't know the answer. So I said to this Yahud, I will find out from somebody that is more authoritative. Remember, he was also a mufassir of the Quran Sharif. So he says, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, I asked him about this, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, most certainly Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had spent the full period of 10 years. In other narrations, this was the way of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, that they will not only fulfill the haqq of others, but they will fulfill even more than what was due to someone else. He said, when I met this Yahud, I then delivered this message of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he said to me that the person that you asked may have been much more learned than you are. In other words, there was an approval from his side also. So Allah ta'ala says, you remained there for some years. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرِي يَا مُوسَىٰ. Then, O Musa, you came upon qadr. In other words, you came upon a decree to where you are now. This is Mount Tur. Musa alayhi salam is conversing with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of this was not incidental. It wasn't by mistake. It wasn't an accident. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, this is that qadr, this is that preordainment, that taqdeer that was placed, that you are going to come here. I am going to make kalam with you, I am going to speak to you, I am going to give you nubuwat. All of this has been set out and preordained. Like the poet said, what taqdeed that Musa alayhi salatu was salam have, he went to fetch coal and he came back with nubuwat. وَاسْتَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي And O Musa, I made you especially for me. In other words, your birth, your living, your life, and this is the life of a mu'min, of a believer. إِنَّ حَيَاتِي وَمَمَاتِي قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Our everything is supposed to be for Allah, but here Allah Ta'ala is saying, I made you already for me. In other words, I chose you for me. I brought you up in this particular way in the palace of Fir'aun. And all of this was my plan for you, O Musa. اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري Now Musa, you may proceed and go. You and your brother, you asked for his nubuwat. I granted that nubuwat. Now go with my signs, the signs that I have given you, the verses that I have given you. ولا تنيا في ذكري The first part is for nubuwat. And the mission will always carry on in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to invite. But the second part also is just as important. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي Do not curtail. Do not curtail in my dhikr, in my remembrance. In other words, when you are doing this work, continue to remember me. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses us in the Quran, we go out in jihad fi sabilillah, yet then, even then, we will make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. اِذْهَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى Now the two of you, go to Fir'aun, for certainly he has exceeded all bounds, all limitations, he has become transgressive, he has become oppressive, he has become arrogant. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.